Very good. Okay, can everybody hear me okay?
Yes,
good.
Sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, let the record indicate it is 5:01 p.m. and the Warwick City Council Finance Committee is called to order. Can I have a motion on the minutes from June 29th, please?
Favorable action.
We have a motion. We have a favorable. We have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. The minutes of the July 13th meeting. May I have a motion?
Favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. The August 17th meeting. May I have a motion?
Favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. And the September 21st meeting. May we have a motion?
Favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. First item, PCR 9220, item number one, 2019, found on page one, State of Rhode Island Fire Extinguisher Maintenance and Repair. Department head ready?
Good evening.
Good evening, Christy.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Public Works is requesting to increase the cap on this award to Keene Fire and Safety Equipment in the amount of $5,000. The contract does not expire until June 30th, 2021, and we have inspections that are due in the city buildings.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Christy, why is it that basically you only have less than one third of the time remaining on this contract, but you're looking to double the amount? Why do you need that much money?
Honestly, our inspections are overdue. We have a quote from the company under the state MPA pricing that we piggybacked. It's about $4,500 to bring them all up to date with whatever. I'm not familiar with the ins and outs of fire extinguishers, but whatever they require.
Okay. Once again, any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, need a motion?
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item two, 2020-089, HVAC maintenance and repairs for city-owned buildings, found on page nine.
Department's requesting to increase the award on this bid by $2,003. This will close out the final invoices for the contract period that expired August 29th, 2020.
Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion of favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Item three, 2021-095, found on page 16.
James Scott, Parks and Recreation.
Hello, Director. How are you?
Good. Yourself, Mr. Chairman?
Good. Good. Thank you. Go ahead.
This is for security system monitoring and maintenance. This had been docketed at a council meeting either in July or August. DPW had asked us to pull at that time. Well, they did some more due diligence on it. So we're asking for an award in the amount of $2,000 to electronic alarms for the security system monitoring maintenance at parks and recreation buildings.
Okay, thank you, Director. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Director, what happened? Why weren't you included in the original request for this? I mean, we just approved this a month ago. And I think the other departments, DPW, water, the animal shelter and police were included. How is it your department wasn't included?
News got to me late on this particular item and I didn't get on the docket in time.
I see, okay. And I don't think these two buildings are included, so I'm gonna ask you about that. In this security system monitoring and maintenance, is the Draper building, the Cooper building, and the Annex building, are they included in this monitoring as well?
I can't speak for the Annex building. The Cooper building, I think, is under the city side of the bid, and the bid as was separated out for Parks and Recreation has McDermott, Warburton, Thayer, and the compressor room at Thayer, where the very expensive machinery is.
Okay. And I guess the question will be for DPW. Why isn't fire included in this? Are there no security issues within the fire department, Christy?
The fire department buildings are staffed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so there is no need for a security alarm system.
Okay. And this original bid, I don't know if it was just, I don't know why, but in our binder, the previous bid, this doesn't show as being signed by the mayor. Do you know if the original one was signed by the mayor?
I'm not sure that the original, I think it was signed by the mayor.
The resolution, which basically showed the bid package, and you have 1, 2, 3, you have the four items asterisked in here that were included in that.
That was just at the last meeting.
Okay.
So probably when the bid when the docket was prepared, it just didn't make it over, but.
Okay.
Councilman, this is Pat Pasker. I can speak for that.
Okay, Pat, yes, please, thank you.
And Christy is exactly right. We have to get these to you 10 days ahead. At that time, it was in the mayor's office, but we did not have a signed copy. We do now have one, but at the time we sent it to you, we did not.
Okay, great, thank you for that clarification. Okay, any other questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, need a motion, please.
Favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favor. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Again, while I'm thinking about it, essentially it's myself and council solicitor Bill Walsh, who's, I don't know, about 30 feet away from me. We're the only two here in the council chamber, so I'm not wearing the mask. If anyone has an objection, please state it. If not, we'll just continue on. Thank you. Item number 4, 2021-046, found on page 26.
Good evening, Chairman and Finance Committee members, Fire Chief Peter McMichael as Warwick.
Good evening, Director. Chief.
Good evening. I come to you as the Director of Emergency Management this evening. Proposals were requested for disaster recovery administrative services. These proposals were sought as a result of the National Declaration of Disaster in March and Mayor Solomon's declaration, his declared state of emergency rather. As a result of this pandemic, every city department has had to prepare and respond to a new way of life in order to protect and prevent our citizens and ourselves from COVID-19 and to prevent its spread. The proactive measures taken by all city agencies will be eligible for federal reimbursement under the Federal CARES Act at a 75% federal cost share. The federal public assistance reimbursement request will likely be in the millions of dollars. As EMA director, I believe that such a large request for public assistance would be improved upon by utilizing the services of a disaster recovery service to ensure that the largest possible reimbursement is received by the city of Warwick so that no opportunity for financial public assistance is missed. Two firms submitted proposals, GZA Geoenvironmental iParametrics and Integrated Solutions Consulting. I am recommending that GZA iParametrics be awarded the bid based on GZA scoring higher when comparing selection criteria. GZA has extensive experience and is currently handling FEMA public assistance for various Rhode Island cities and towns. EMA directors in these communities have highly recommended GZA for their experience, knowledge, technical ability, and disaster recovery. In addition to the current disaster, GZA iParametrics has extensive experience in disaster recovery from other disasters such as hurricanes and extensive experience working with federal and state agencies. The COVID disaster has proved to be challenging to all government entities. The unknown length of duration of the pandemic, along with the sheer volume of applicants, combined with the need for compliance with FEMA regulations, creates a challenging recovery situation. Utilizing the services of GZA iParametrics will ensure that the maximum amount of federal dollars are reimbursed to the city of Warwick.
Chief, I want to thank you, first of all, for reaching out to me on this last week. That was very helpful. And initially, or I should say prior to us speaking, I did have concerns with this because in the past, this line item oftentimes didn't use anywhere near what it was budgeted for. And in most cases, very, very little. So I did have a concern as to why you were looking to bring this back. But certainly your position paper and your explanation cleared up a lot of those concerns. So I just want to reiterate again what you had said. So basically what you're looking to do is hire a company which you selected the lowest responsible bidder here to, I may be using something not quite accurate, but sort of like what you have for grant writers. And this will be an entity that is going to be focusing on finding all of the things that an untrained person would have some difficulties, if at all, be able to find some of these areas where you would be able to get that additional reimbursement from FEMA. And basically, you'll be doing it with minimal cost to the taxpayers. As a matter of fact, if you were to expend all $65,000, the net cost to the taxpayers would be $3,250, if my math is correct. Fair to say that's accurate so far, Chief?
Yes, sir. That's accurate and very close.
Okay. Chief, would you have, and it's probably difficult, but would you have any idea what this company could bring back to us and or be responsible for finding reimbursements for the city?
I wouldn't be able to put a dollar figure on that at this point in the pandemic, because we just don't know what the future holds for us. I can tell you that we're over $1 million now for what we are going to be requesting. A company like this will come in and point out areas where we may have missed, where areas where we can be putting in for federal reimbursement and we haven't yet. And on the flip side, there may be some items that we have put in for that may not be applicable to this pandemic. I do, Chairman, have a representative of GZA attending this meeting as well. In you know, in the event that you wanted to ask them any questions.
Chief, I don't, perhaps my colleagues may, I think you've done a good job at explaining it. And how I see it is this particular company is trained to do these things. These are the work that they do. It's like a CPA firm, I guess. You know, they're going to be able to dig in a lot deeper than someone with minimal experience in doing this type of research. So, but I'm just one other question too. So let's assume that they expend. Let's take the worst case scenario. They go through the entire 65,000, and they come up with minimal amounts that the fire department was not able to pick up. Will we still receive 95% reimbursement from FEMA, regardless of what other items they find?
Yes, we would.
Okay.
As it continues and goes on, there may be a limit to that of what their fees may be reimbursed for, but that is something that I will be in direct contact with them and be able to ascertain as to when that we reach that point and discuss that with the administration of the city as well.
Okay. You had also indicated to me when we spoke that this is something that you, as well as the administration, you're going to be monitoring, I think you had said, on a weekly, if not a daily basis, but certainly on a weekly basis, keeping track of this, because we realize, you know, this is literally going to be, a moving target here, and it's something that is going to need to be, have a close eye kept on it, and that's something that you are already committed to doing, as well as the administration and monitoring this very closely.
Yes, sir, that's correct. After speaking with many of my counterparts in various other cities as well, truly, I feel like I would have been negligent if I didn't bring this forward to you. This is too much at stake here. The reimbursement rate is going to exceed anything that we've ever seen before in our lifetime, most likely.
Right. I think it's a really good idea, Chief. Certainly commend you and the administration for doing this. And I mean, you're going to the folks that this is how they make their living and this is the thing they do. So I think it is a good idea, and you know, I commend you for it. And again, I want to thank you for reaching out and giving me the explanation on this in pretty good detail the other day. Thank you. Any questions from members of Councilman McAllister?
Thank you. Chief, I think this is an excellent investment. I appreciate you bringing this forward. Having, you know, a company that solely goal is to focus on this, that takes it out of your hands. You know, they're going to be doing, like you mentioned, they're doing this in Providence and Cranston and other places. They're going to know exactly what to look for. They're going to know what works, what doesn't, what to target. I think this is a great investment, and I appreciate you bringing it forward tonight. Thank you.
Thank you,
Councilman. Councilman Howell.
I just want to ditto what you said, Chairman, as well as our colleague, Councilman McAllister. Chief, when I saw it, we had a discussion, and, you know, in these times that where we don't know, and I think it was the absolute smart thing to do, we in this ever-changing and ever-evolving pandemic, you know, what can we get reimbursed for? Unexpected expenses that I know we're dealing with in the school department, we're dealing with in the city, that challenges we're taking on, your department are taking on, the city is taking on, that we didn't expect, lost revenue that we did not plan for or expect. So something like this is excellent, and I thank you so much for coming forward and seeking this, and I look forward to moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the council? Any comments? Any questions or comments from members of the public? Do we have any questions or comments from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion, please.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favor. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. Next item. Item 5, 2021-112, purchase unmarked police interceptor, unfound on page 34.
Good evening, Lori Michaelides on behalf of the police department. The police department
evening,
recently...
Major.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
The police department recently went out to bid for an unmarked police interceptor and received two bids. The police department's recommending this bid be awarded to Tasca Ford as the lowest overall qualified bidder. Tasca included Wayland Lighting in their bid response, which is what was called for in the bid specs and what the majority of our fleet currently has. This vehicle is going to be paid with grant funding. The Rhode Island Department of Transportation posted a grant opportunity and received applications from many, many agencies. Luckily, we were one of the few that were selected. Thanks to Captain Lima and Officers Chinese and Isherwood in our traffic division, we will be receiving this grant up to $60,000 to purchase this vehicle. This vehicle is only to be used for DUI enforcement. It's going to be part of a statewide safety campaign. But this additional vehicle does take pressure off of our line cars because our cars that normally would be used for DUI enforcement now can stay with line operations versus these type of details. So overall, we're very excited, and this is a great opportunity for both the city and the police department.
Thank you, Major. As you said, this is a great thing to hear, a very good news with the grant. And again, purchasing this vehicle that we very desperately need, and with no money out of the taxpayers' pocket. So that's a really good thing. And kudos to Captain Lehmer and Usherwood and I blank out on the third police officer, but go ahead.
Daisy.
Yes, kudos to them. So the vehicle that this particular vehicle is going to be replacing, what will they be used for?
It's actually an extra vehicle. It won't be replacing anything. It's specifically for DUI enforcement.
Okay. Good job. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Are there any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Okay, very good job, Major. Need a motion, please.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 6, 2020. Thank you, Major. Item 6, 2021-127, maintenance and service contract for fire generators, found on page 47.
Good evening, Jason. I'm an hour for the fire department.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. The department received three bids for maintenance and service for fire generators. The department's recommended Ocean State Generator out of Coventry, Rhode Island, be awarded the bid. This is to perform routine maintenance and repair on the 9 fixed site emergency fire station generators and 3 vehicle mounted generators. Current bid expires 10/28/20. We're looking for a 2-year award in an amount not to exceed $20,000.
Okay, Chief, I'm just, I have no problem with your bid and what you're looking for. I'm just curious as to why it's late coming into us.
We were doing an inventory of the generators that we had and the ones that we needed performance on. I was a little late trying to get that inventory out to the bid to get the specs written. So it, no fault other than my own. It was a couple weeks late trying to get it to purchase it.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Are there any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favor. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Chief. Item number 7, 2021-128, aerial and ground ladder testing and inspection, found on page 50.
Fire department also received 3 bids for aerial and ground ladder testing and inspection. The fire department is recommending that it be awarded to NETS Incorporated from Providence, Rhode Island. This is NFPA required annual testing of the 3 aerial ladder trucks and all of the ground ladders, about 1,500 feet of ground ladders that we have in the department. I did break it down. It's a little confusing if you look at the pricing sheet. You have to actually break it out by how much feet of ground ladders we have and what testing is included with the aerials. But in my position paper, I broke that out. The lowest cost overall annually would be NETS Incorporated. It's, this bid, again, expires around the same time, 10/24/20. And we're looking again for a 2-year award for an amount not to exceed $12,000.
And Chief, this is just an annual inspection on those 3 vehicles only, correct?
This is an annual inspection of the area, the ladder itself of the aerial device. And it's also an inspection of all the ground ladders. So all the portable ground ladders off of all the vehicles. We're required to do that annually by NFPA.
Okay. Chief, on American Test Center, they have an item there that I don't see in the other 2, and it's 3 non-destructive tests per year at $1,000. But you say it's not included in the price above. I don't see that item, 3 non-destructive tests, included in NETS or diversified. What's the difference between theirs and the other 2?
The specification itself for the aerial inspection actually included the 5-year non-destructive test. So when they checked off the box that they accept that specification, the other 2 vendors met the specification specifically. And their cost that they quoted here on the bid includes that test. American Test Center does not include that in their normal pricing. It's an additional fee, and that's why they added it at the bottom. So they didn't meet the specification when it came to the non-destructive test. They added it as an additional fee for $1,000 per vehicle, which is what put their price over the others. That's why their rug price seems lower when you look at it. But then once you add the non-destructive test in, it then becomes more expensive.
Okay, and that non-destructive test, that is included in NETS at $4,860 and diversified at $5,025.
It is, I did confirm that by phone with both of those vendors.
Okay, that was my concern with that. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion, please.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Chief. Bear with me 1 minute while I make a couple of notes. Okay, thank you. Item number 8, 2021-130, police breast hat badges, insignias, nameplates, and morning badges, found on page 54.
Lori Michaelides on behalf of the police department. Mr. Chair, I'd actually like to hold this to the next meeting if possible.
Sure. Okay. We need a PCR on that, please.
If it's 94-20.
Okay, so 2021-130 now becomes PCR 94-20, and I need a motion to hold until October 19th at the request of the sponsor.
Motion to hold to October 19th.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold until October 19th on PCR 94-20. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 9, 2021-160, City Web Hosting and Maintenance, found on page 62.
Good evening, Chairman. This is Phil Carlucci, MIS Director. This is a request under City Ordinance 56-6 to award the web hosting and site maintenance of the www.warwickri.gov website to Civic Plus in the amount of $4,725. I did want to mention that when we got this in this year, it contained a contract signature requirement. They had consolidated, I guess, several of their acquisitions and chosen a single contract to have all their customers go through. So before bringing this before you guys, I wanted to make sure we were okay with that. So we had legal counsel take a look at it. We saw no issues with it. It really stood exactly like we had seen our last one as far as requirements and remedies and everything. So we did get that passed by legal counsel.
Thank you, Director. I'd like to also say thank you on behalf of the committee because of you typically including your position paper, the reason why you are late coming to us or, out of that scope of 60 days and you did it again. And it would be helpful to us if other department heads would just give us the reason why they're late so we don't have to necessarily take up time asking about it. Thank you.
My intent is to have them not late, but it's a work in
progress. No, I know. I'm sure all the department heads' intents are the same. Things happen, particularly now with the COVID, but it's helpful if we would have that, when it's put in with the bid, but thank you. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item number 10.
Mr. Chairman?
Sir?
I would just like to reflect as the committee moves into the next item, I'm going to recuse from any discussion or participation, and I have a form for the clerk.
Could you just say that last sentence, please?
I will be recusing from any participation or discussion on the bid 2021-161 that is coming before you now.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, thanks. Okay, let the record indicate as such. Item 2021-160 found on page, item 2021, Assessor CAM Software and Web Hosting, found on page 70.
Thank you. Once again, Phil Carlucci, MIS Director. This is a request under City Ordinance 56-6 to award Vision Government Solutions the web hosting maintenance and technical support in the amount of $5,280 and the CAMA software maintenance in the amount of $9,631, the total expense being $14,911. The website in this particular case is for the assessor's office, as the letter indicates, as well as the software that they use. I once again put in the reason on this one. We seem to have a real issue with getting these quotes in. We've worked with this vendor on several occasions. On the good side, they are never really pressing on the payment. They understand when they get it and it has to go before council. So we do process it as quickly as possible once we have the information. It was pretty late this year. And part of that, I think, has to do with, and sort of as a heads up to the committee, I've been working with them through Neil, the department director, Director Dupuy, about upgrading the software. We need to do that because the Oracle database that it, the current system operates on is becoming obsolete. We just got a quote on this, and I'll be coming before the committee in the future with after we discuss it with them and try to negotiate it down a bit, coming for the committee for an upgrade to the system as well.
Okay, thank you, Phil. Any questions from members of the committee? Do we have any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favor. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Item 2021-162, engineering services for Lincoln Avenue transmission line, found on page 74.
Marley, on behalf of the water department. bear with me, I'm gonna have to backtrack a little bit. This we are requesting a 56.6 for Stantec Consulting Services for engineering services for the Lincoln Avenue transmission line. It came to our attention that some of the bills for this project were being paid under a different purchase order that for the same company that had been expired and was closed. And so long story short, we are requesting permission to make this right and to finish the project. There have been $16,898.14 that was already paid to this company. There are two invoices pending in the amount of $1,232.50. And as I said, the project isn't finished yet. They did say it would not exceed $30,000. So we are requesting the balance of $11,869.36 under 56.6.
Any questions from members of the committee? Have any questions from members of the council? Christy, so I'm going to ask you the question because this took place long before Director DiPietrillo's appointment to his position. So $60,000 we have here that was appropriated out of apparently the wrong line item account for bid, whatever. So purchasing apparently approved it, finance approved it and paid for it. So where are the checks and balances with something like this? And who is verifying that or ensuring that, you know, these things get paid out of the appropriate department? So I guess it's two questions, you know, what's the checks and balances for this? And who is overviewing these things to make sure that these come out of the right departments?
So what happened was, and I don't typically handle the water department's things like this, but they've been shorthanded. So for the last few months, I've stepped in and helped them out. The invoices that were already paid were, there was a drawdown purchase order for this company for a different project. That there was one invoice for that project, which is also, I think, still kind of hanging out there, but nothing has happened with it. The invoices for Lincoln Avenue, there was an emergency. They were submitted under the open drawdown purchase order. So then when I kind of got involved and another bill came across my desk, I looked into it because things weren't matching up, and come to find out that this was not presented as it should have been for this particular project to the city council for approval. So now that we still have outstanding bills, what we're doing here is trying to make it right and to correct what was done wrong so everything's appropriately where it should be. But it has nothing to do with purchasing or finance. A bill was submitted with a purchase order number on it from the water department, nothing to do with Terry, and it got paid because there was money on the purchase order. So it was erroneously done, and it shouldn't have been, but we're just trying to correct it now.
Okay. Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? All right, well, Christy, it's good that you caught it. It's good that you're getting this clarified and straightened out, and I'm sure that that'll be noted going forward. Okay, I need a motion.
Favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christy. Item 12, 2021-171, State of Rhode Island Software Support Services, found on page 83.
Good evening, Phil Carlucci, MIS Director. This is a 5610 request to piggyback off of the State of Rhode Island bid for software support services and award the Manage Engine Software Services contract to SHI in the amount of $3,630. Manage Engine is just a utility that we use here to control our Active Directory, which is the directory for all of the members of the network, of the city network.
Hi, what are you doing?
Thank you. Thank you, Phil. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Are there any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Phil. Item 13, 2021-172, State of Rhode Island Ice Melt Products, found on page 87. Go ahead, Christy.
Public Works is requesting to piggyback the state bid for ice melt products in the amount of $4,000. The bid will expire September 30th, 2021.
And Christy, this ice melt it services all in municipal buildings, I'm assuming for like sidewalks and steps and that sort of thing?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Okay, moving on. Once again, I'll need acceptance of the minutes from the committee meeting held on May 30th.
Favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favor. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion for the approval of the minutes on June 29th.
Favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favor. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Approval of the minutes on July 13th.
Favorable action.
Seconded.
Motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. Minutes on August 17th. Need a motion?
Favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Minutes of September 21st. Need a motion?
Favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Okay, PCR 9220. Moving on to item number two, PCR 9320, resolution relative to abatements.
Mr. Chairman?
Sir.
I just want to let the record reflect that I'll be filing a conflict of interest statement, recusing myself from any discussion or participation as it relates to abatement reference number 10976 in regards to Barbara A. Walsh.
Okay.
You're going to have to put that on a PCR as well.
Okay.
You pull it off or no? No, you wouldn't have to.
I don't vote. No. I'm just recusing from discussion.
Got it. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Lynn. Better safe than sorry, right? Okay. Bear with me 1 minute. Okay, Phil. Neil. Go ahead.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the Finance Committee, members of the Council. Neil Dupuy, Director of Assessing. This month, we have abatements in the amount of $21,356.25. The majority of the abatements are for new exemptions that have come in and filed since the tax bills went out. And the rest of them are appeals that were filed relating to the value for these tax year bills that just went out in July.
Neil, on the first one in our binder, it's reference number 11001. It says 2381 Post Road. Is that the name of the entity?
Yeah, it should say 2381 Post Road LLC, but that is the entity that owns the property.
Okay, and they were granted an appeal?
Yeah, there was a subdivision on this parcel. This is the Joni Auto property site. Mm-hmm. And when the plan was recorded, they reversed the lot numbers. So there was actually an incorrect lot size. So we corrected that and adjusted that for the appeal.
So was this something that was purchased by the airport or?
No, this was not.
Okay.
It's private party to private party.
Okay. All right, any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Neil. Item number three, PCO 7-19, Pension Board. We had discussion on this, actually quite a bit of discussion on this at the last meeting. And I have certainly taken into consideration the comments that were put out there in the conversation that we have. I am looking to make two amendments on that. Just bear with me 1 minute. Okay, on page one, line 33. It'll be to delete that language. Give me a minute. Bill, do you have your copy of that?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I have the language you discussed. Would you like me to read the amendment in total?
Yes, we'll read the amendments in total, please.
Sure, the proposed amendment from Chair Lattiser is as follows. On page one, line 33, we're deleting the language that was being proposed to be added. This language was adding three taxpayers to the board. So that language would be deleted. On line 41, the amendment would restore the language that's being deleted and remove the language being added so that it would preserve the current records and annual reports title of the section. On line 46, the words "a quarterly" would be deleted, and in its place would be inserting "an annual." This would change the proposal from quarterly reporting by the chairperson, the financial advisor of the board. This would make it an annual presentation by those persons to the city council. And on page 2, line 47, before the word "update," we're inserting "present the report and" is being inserted. So the full language for that section would read that beginning at the end of line 45, it would read, "the chairperson, financial advisor of the board, shall appear before the city council on an annual basis to present the report and update the council as to the status of the pension fund." Those are the proposed amendments.
Thank you for that. So essentially, what I'm requesting is to have an annual report by the chair and the fiduciary company to the city council, and the updates. I've eliminated the language where the concerns were as far as the three additional taxpayers. There are, as we know, four members of the public that serve on the board who are not employees or retirees of the city. So again, my intent with this is to afford an opportunity for the members of the city council, whether they be current members or future members, to receive these reports in a formal setting once a year, which, as I mentioned at the last meeting, the fiduciary, Tony Langrisi, I believe is his last name, had actually thought that was a good idea as well. It would also afford an opportunity for the members who participate in the pension plan to have a firsthand look at what's happening with their report, with their account. And I would request favorable action on those amendments. I make a motion for favorable action on those amendments as read into the record. Do we have a second?
Mr. Chairman, for discussion or for a request, I would ask, because there was a lot of changes and they're being presented now, I'd like to, if we could hold this with the amendments so that I can review it, go over it, and then look at it for the next meeting.
Okay. If that works for you.
I would appreciate it. This is a something that I understand you've been working on, and I want to make sure that it's completely understood so that we, as we're moving forward, we understand what it is and the clarification is done.
Okay, I can work with that.
Thank you.
Having said that, Councilman, is there any questions or concerns that you have right at the moment that we could have a conversation about?
Well, at the moment, it's something we can definitely talk about. I would say that, you know, I know the system is set up and you're looking at moving it forward to be more transparent, if you will, or to be more open. And I'm not going to debate, and please, I don't mean to debate or argue about what you're attempting to do. I just want clarification on how it's going to be done.
Okay.
And so that when we're all on the same page, so that it's done across the board and understood before I vote on something that's already in place as has been used in the past.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. So I will make a motion to hold until October 19th. Does that work for you, Councilman?
Mr. Chairman, I know you made a motion. I'm unclear if Councilman Howe was going to second the amendment and then potentially seek to hold the item so that it's in its adopted form, but it would be held to a future date with the amendment made. Just for clarification, Councilman okay. Howe. I guess the question is, Councilman Howe, are you seconding the motion on the amendment?
I have no problem. Okay, so for clarification, if I second the motion, we had discussion, and then we could then, he could put forward, still put forward the motion to hold it to the next meeting?
Yes, essentially we could entertain the potential changes here, and then the recommendation could be that the full council consider making the amendment and holding it for future discussion at a meeting to be designated.
That's okay with me.
That's fine. I'm fine with that then. I'll second okay. the amendment.
Okay. So okay. on the amendment, we have a second, just back to discussion.
So having said that, we would need a motion to hold with the amendments for the October 19th meeting. Is that correct, Bill?
We would finish discussion, commentary, and a vote okay. on the amendment itself first, and then we could figure out where okay. we're at.
Okay. Any further discussion from members of the committee on the amendments? Any discussion from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I would need a motion on the amendments. I'm sorry, all in favor of the amendments?
Aye.
Aye, okay. And included in that is to hold until October 19th. Is that the correct steps on that, Councilor?
You could make that motion now. It would be in order.
Okay, I would make a motion to hold PCO 7-19 with the amendments for October 19th.
Seconded.
I have a motion, I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilman. Item four, PCO 29-19, an ordinance relative to tangible property tax regarding vacant storefronts. Not drafted, Councilman Sinapi.
So on the amended docket, correct me if I'm wrong, Attorney Walsh, but I think this one is listed as drafted now.
The you are correct on the council docket itself, but on the docket that was filed for the committee, we still had it indicated as not drafted, so I would recommend that we hold this to the next meeting.
Yeah, if that's what's legally required, then absolutely.
Councilman Sinapi, I error on a typo.
Pardon, Ed, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
That was me. That was my error on a typo.
Okay, things happen. Councilman Sinapi, what's your pleasure?
Yeah, if we're legally required to hold it, then absolutely.
Okay.
That works for me.
Okay, so at the request of the sponsor, looking to hold until October 19th. Can I have a motion?
Motion to hold October 19th. Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Thank you. An ordinance amending Chapter 2, Article 1 of the, I'm sorry, PCO 7-20. And that is in Article 1 of the City of Warwick Code of Ordinances for street paving. And I would like to amend item 25 to state the Director of Public Works shall appear before the City Council quarterly. Strike the words at the first meeting of every month. And after quarterly, inserting the language effective January 2021, April 2021, July 2021, October 2021. And I would ask for favorable action on those amendments.
I'm sorry, I honestly didn't catch that amendment, but we snapped sure. The full thing. I apologize.
Okay, sure, no problem. On item line 25, the Director of Public Works shall appear before the City Council and insert the word quarterly and delete at the first meeting of every month. After the word quarterly, insert effective January 2021, April 21, July 21, and October 21. And provide the City Council the rest of the language remaining the same. And I am making that amendment as a motion. Do I have a second? Do I have a second? No second on the motion? Motion fails. So what happens from that point? Is there anything else that we need to do?
We are back on the item, so it is at the discretion of the members of the committee to proceed, but we're back. The amendment did not receive a second, so we're back on the item as presented.
Okay, Councilman McAllister.
I move unfavorable action on PCO 7-20.
We have a motion for unfavorable action. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion, we have a second for unfavorable action. We have a motion for second. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I oppose. So we have two yays and one nay. Okay, moving on. Item 6, PCR 2920, resolution memorializing the General Assembly to enact legislation authorizing the City of Warwick to issue not to exceed $10 million general obligation bonds, notes, and other evidences of indebtedness to finance the construction, renovation, improvement, alteration, repair, furnishing, and equipping of athletic and or recreational fields and facilities for the city's high schools, subject to approval of state housing aid and, at a reimbursement rate or state share ratios of not less than 35% at the time of issuance, and provided that the authorization shall be reduced by the amount of certain grants received from state bond proceeds from the Rhode Island Department of Education or from the Rhode Island School Building Authority. Councilman Sinapi.
Hold at the request of the school department. We'll go till November.
Which meeting in November, Councilman?
I believe we got an email that the first meeting is going to be crowded, so I guess the second meeting.
Hold till November 16th. Okay, I need a motion at the request of the sponsor.
Motion to hold to November 16th.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold till November 16th at the request of the sponsor. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. PCR 41A-20, resolution addressing fiscal impact for education for fiscal year 2020 through 2021. Councilman Sinapi, it's not drafted.
We'll go with first meeting in November for that one.
Hold. We need a motion to hold till November 4th at the request of the sponsor.
Motion to hold November 4th.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it, and it is 6:07, and the Finance Committee is adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you all.